The last couple of hours listening to Master Baker Dan Leppard doing his bread demonstration, and I've just caught you on your way out here with your flour and your book. Do you make your own bread?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I've been doing it for 15 years or so, quite a long time.
And what did you find today that you learnt in particular? And were there new things that you suddenly thought, I didn't know that, that's fantastic?
Yeah, the sourdough thing, which I tried probably about 10 years ago, complete disaster. But he's just showed us how to do it, and I'm going to give it another try. I tried it, and the whole thing just went smelly and kind of went off. And I thought that was normal. I made the loaf, and it was just terrible. But you know, it's obviously not supposed to be like that, and what he's shown us obviously works really well. So,
what's the main reason that you make your own bread?
I like the taste, and I like doing it. That's basically it. I just love the whole process, and it just beats anything that's in the shops.
And have you travelled far today to come to the Oundle Food Festival?
No, not really. About half an hour. Yeah, but I've followed Dan Leppard. In the newspaper, he writes for The Guardian, and he did a whole meal recipe about a year ago, and it's the first whole meal loaf that I've tried that was not like a brick when it came out of the oven. And so I've kind of followed him, and I thought I'll come along and see him in person, see what he does.
That's fantastic. So, well, thank you very much for talking to me. I can see you've got plans to make plenty more, and you've bought Dan's book here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and have a chat with Dan and catch up with him in a second. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Cheers.
Dan, I've just been sitting for the most fascinating 2 hours with you doing your bread demonstration. Is there a lot of work and preparation that goes into getting that ready?
Yes. In a word, it's huge. I mean, it takes a lot of setting up. I was up really late last night baking and up early this morning. In fact, I don't know if I slept. But it's worth it, you know. It just we had a great, huge, great crowd here, and as you saw, it was a lot of fun and great bread.
I was amazed because there were some really good questions coming in, and really the 2 hours was almost not long enough, was it?
No, I could have gone on. I speak for England, you know, I could go on all afternoon and keep talking.
I think there were lots of people with questions. Where did you start? When was the first time you realised you wanted to bake?
Oh, well, as a child, I'm not sure if I wanted to bake as much as feed. It was really about making this lovely loaf that I could share and really enjoy. But certainly when I was very young. But it was later, not until I was in my late 20s, I thought I could do this. You know, I could actually be a baker and make great bread.
So you started out life as a photographer.
Yes. And I started taking pictures. Actually, I was in the theatre, and I would take pictures of all the actors I was with, and I had an exhibition, and it sold out, and I started work for Italian Vogue, and I started at the top and worked my way down, so to speak, to baking.
And so you've been involved with some very famous people along the way in culinary terms. Where did you first start as a pastry chef?
Oh, really? It was a restaurant used to be in Soho called Alistair Little. And Alistair is a tremendous cook, and has really transformed the way people have thought about simple cooking. I used to eat there in the 80s and got a job there in the early 90s. So Alistair did it.
And then you were involved with another bakery after that, that was, again, a very famous bakery.
Well, yes. The path took me to a place called Baker & Spice. It started in the site of an old company called Justin de Blanc, who was a tremendous force himself. And this bakery had an old oven, a beautiful old oven, had great mixers, wonderful flours. And I had to work there. There was just no... I was going to get a job there no matter whether they wanted me or not. I was going to work there. And it was good.
You've got two books out, and one of my favourite, of course, is The Handmade Loaf. And you've got another on the way. When did you first decide to write that first book?
Well, the first book, which Baking with Passion, was a joint book I did with a friend called Richard Whittington, who talked me into doing it. He said, I think we could do a book. We could do a book about Baker & Spice and really get people into great sort of artisanal baking at home. So it, all credit to Richard, who died earlier this year. He was the one that got me thinking about books. And then later, with The Handmade Loaf, I did it all myself, the photography, the writing, everything. So that was, in a way, the Baking with Passion was the preparation book. The Handmade Loaf was mine.
Now, you've got a new book coming out. In essence, what is it about?
In essence, it's a complete handbook on baking. Everything you want to know, the science behind it, put in a way that I hope is short and sweet. I hope I've been able to distill the recipes into the shortest possible form and keep them, you know, a little bit like home baking, keep the sweetness there.
And originally you said it started out as a little handbook and it's over 600 pages long?
Well, yes, I talk a lot.
We really love having you in Northamptonshire at the Andle Food Festival, and obviously for us, it's a real treat to have such a fantastic baker here. This is your second year running. You're obviously enjoying it.
Absolutely, and I thought last night, yes, I'd like to live here again. So I like Andle and I like the region very much.
I think we'll make you an honorary citizen.
I would accept that with gratitude and pleasure. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, your book is coming out in October.
Yes, October. It's exciting. I can't wait to use it. I'm looking forward because I keep even now referring back to the recipes, and once I've got it right, I too, you know, go back to my own recipes and keep using them. So I hope everyone will.
That's brilliant. Well, you've been an absolute star. I really, really enjoyed your demonstration. I think you really bring everything to life. I love the fact that you're so interactive with it. People feel part of what you're doing. And I think also I noticed you extend that into your sort of day-to-day, because you're quite contactable and you're quite sort of open when people email you or talk to you, to giving them advice. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, things like Twitter and Facebook have enabled, because often it's just a short answer. People want to know a really short, sweet answer about why something's happening. And I think through social media you can do that. You do too.
I do. That's lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Vanessa.